Who is Jesus? Well, Jesus is the Son of God. And how do we know that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, that's been the topic of these discussions. We've been looking at this question. And in this set of lessons, we've been looking at different proofs of Jesus' deity. We've been looking at just some of the evidence for Jesus being the only begotten Son of God. Now, when I say some of the evidence, I mean we have just looked at a small sampling of all the evidence which proves conclusively that Jesus is the Son of God. There is much more. And you could take any one of these proofs that we've given and go into it far more deeply than what we have in this broadcast. We look, first of all, at the fact that if we're going to establish that Jesus is who the Bible says that he is, then we have to establish that there was a Jesus. We have to confirm that there was a Jesus of Nazareth. And so we find that there is historical proof inside the New Testament and outside the Bible, which proves from witnesses in the first century that Jesus of Nazareth actually lived and that he was crucified by Pontius Pilate. Next, we saw that Jesus is a man of prophecy. And by that, we're not talking about Jesus delivering prophecy, we're talking about Jesus fulfilling prophecy. There are dozens of Old Testament prophecies that were made about Jesus Christ. They were written in specific detail hundreds of years before Jesus was born, and Jesus fulfilled those prophecies. Those prophecies were not lucky guesses, and Jesus fulfilling those prophecies was not some kind of mere coincidence. God inspired those men to write those things about Jesus Christ because God alone can look into the future. So those prophecies prove that Jesus Christ is who the New Testament says that he is. Then we looked at the fact that Jesus is also a man of miracles. He worked many miracles in the first century, and there were many witnesses who saw those miracles. And so those miracles are a proof of who the Bible says that he is beyond any shadow of a doubt to any honest person. So the record of those miracles is in the Bible. And what we find, folks, is that Nicodemus said in John chapter 3, verse 2, that the only way a man could do those miracles is that God was with that person. So the miracles of Jesus prove his deity. Today, we go into another proof, and that is the fact that Jesus is the risen Savior. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead proves that he is the Son of God. And in a way, this is the most unique proof of Jesus' deity anywhere in the Bible. Jesus told the Jews that there would be one sign in particular that proved that he is the Son of God. Now, he gave many other signs. He performed many other miracles. But this sign was different. This sign was unique. It was unique because there was nobody else there that was some kind of human intermediary or representative. In other words, when you have a miracle like raising the dead or healing the sick, ordinarily in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or in the book of Acts, you have a person who is there, whether it's Jesus or Peter or John or somebody else. And that miracle is worked through that individual. That person does something, whether it's laying hands on that individual or pronouncing certain words or whatever that person might do. There is a human representative, and so there is a human agent involved in that sense. Now, in Jesus' resurrection from the dead, there is no person standing outside of the tomb saying, "Come forth, Jesus," like Jesus did with Lazarus. "Come forth, Lazarus," and Lazarus did. He was raised from the dead. That didn't happen with Jesus. And so that miracle, that power of God, worked directly from heaven without going through or involving in some way some kind of human representative. And so it was very, very unique. And friends, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is absolutely essential. It is absolutely tied to our salvation. we could not be saved if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead. Somebody said, well, I thought that he died for our sins. Well, he did. But it was necessary for Jesus also to be buried and to rise from the dead, because without that resurrection, we cannot be saved. The Bible says in Romans 4, verse 25, that he was delivered for our offenses, and he was raised again for our justification. So when you have people today, and there are people like this, there are religious people like this, who doubt or who even deny that Jesus bodily was raised from the dead, then they're actually taking out the basis for our salvation. Because the Bible tells us that when we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we are raised in the likeness of Jesus' resurrection. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead, we are raised to walk in newness of life. Now that's Romans 6, verses 3 through 6. We are baptized into his death, and so we join him in his death, and we're raised in the likeness of Jesus' resurrection. Well, if Jesus was not really raised from the dead, where does that leave us? We're in trouble, aren't we? The Bible says also in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, drawing again from the necessity of the resurrection, Peter said, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So Peter said that we are saved by baptism by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So it is an absolutely essential doctrine. It is absolutely essential that we believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul said in verse 1, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Now again, we're talking today about the resurrection being proof of Jesus' deity. Now what Paul says here is that we are saved by the gospel. And he talks about the gospel being the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. Now those are the three basics of it. Obviously, there's much more than that. Jesus was born of a virgin. You got the plan of salvation. You got the doctrine of Christ as a whole. But these are the three basics of it. So what Paul does in verse 5 is to talk about some of the witnesses to his resurrection. Verse 5, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, that is, after he was raised from the dead. After that, verse 6, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. So Paul lists some of the people who saw Jesus after his resurrection. So Paul here is giving evidence to these Corinthian Christians. Now the strange thing about the church at Corinth is that there were some of these people there in the church, and we're talking about Christian people, who had come to deny that there was any such thing as the resurrection from the dead. You know, folks, you see some strange beliefs in the New Testament. You see that there are people in the New Testament that the Bible obviously exposes who held to some strange doctrines. And one of those doctrines was that there is no such thing as somebody coming back to life, as anybody being raised from the dead. And some of these people did not even believe in life after death. Now, for instance, the Sadducees, who were a sect of the Jews, denied that there was life after death. They denied that you had a soul. They didn't believe that there was any such thing as an angel, and yet they believed in God and claimed to believe in the Old Testament. Then you had some of these skeptics in Acts 17 in the city of Athens. these philosophers, these Greeks, who laughed at Paul when he talked about Jesus being raised from the dead. They thought that that was impossible. They thought that that was ludicrous. The idea that anybody could come back to life to them was laughable, and so they made fun of Paul. So that's the background into which the gospel went. This is the kind of culture that you find in the first century. So not everybody in New Testament times believed that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And it's surprising to see people like these Corinthians who had come to believe that there was no such thing as the resurrection. Now, I bring that out, folks, simply to say this. The evidence of Jesus' resurrection from the dead is conclusive. It is enough to convince any honest person that Jesus Christ is who the Bible says he is. At the same time, there are people in Bible times, just like there are people today, who will say, well, I don't believe that. No matter how strong the evidence is, there are some people who are always going to deny any kind of miracle, regardless of what it is. As a matter of fact, you see people like Lazarus in John chapter 12. He was raised from the dead in John chapter 11. And in John chapter 12, the unbelieving Jews, the enemies of Jesus, are trying to kill Lazarus. Why? Well, because Lazarus is just another proof that Jesus is the Messiah, because they knew that Lazarus was dead and that there were many people that believed on Jesus because of Lazarus being raised from the dead. Well, I'm simply saying, folks, that there were some people that looked at Lazarus and they said, I believe in Jesus because of Lazarus coming back to life. And then there were other people that saw Lazarus and said, we still don't believe in this Jesus. And they even tried to get rid of the evidence. They tried to destroy the evidence, Lazarus, because they were too stubborn. One of the amazing things about human nature is the stubbornness of man and the tendency of people to follow their prejudice instead of accept the facts. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a proven fact. It is proven by these eyewitnesses. It is proven by the inspired record of the New Testament. God himself raised Jesus from the dead, and so God himself showed by this unique miracle that Jesus is who the Bible says that he is. Jesus is the risen Savior, the only begotten Son of God.